Page 256, Days of the Early Church. There, it was believed, sin, penance, and forgiveness had been weighty matters, accompanied by a group drama of exemplary intensity, such as was described in Chapter 2. As we saw in Chapter 3, the Emperor Theodosius I had sought penance of this kind from Ambrose, Bishop of Milan, in 391, after the massacre of Thessalonica. He was remembered to have stood in church, startlingly divested of his crown and imperial robes, until he was readmitted by Ambrose to the Eucharist in a splendid ceremony of reconciliation. Such high events were good to remember. Penance of this kind continued, but it was largely concerned with the very public sins of very public persons. Theodosius needed to undergo dramatic penance so as to restore his own credit in the Christian community, but what we call public penance of this kind was not the only form of penance that was available. Note reference, 29.